This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits has dropped again to its lowest level in 5.5 years. It's now a seasonally adjusted 323,000. Now, that's a volatile statistic, but it's another part of the argument that the U.S. economy is reviving from the funk of the last financial crisis. With markets in New York now up and running, let's do the numbers. Right now, the Dow is down 2 points, S&P 500 down 1 point, NASDAQ Composite down 2 points. Got the picture? Just kind of treading water there. But let's get some insight into where we are with these markets and the economy at large. Let's bring in Susan Schmidt, Managing Director, U.S. Equities at Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before today, this has been an astonishing run-up in share prices, the Dow starting the day at 15,100 or so. Do investors realize that trees don't grow to the sky, that something always happens?
Yes, apparently not right now. It's really unprecedented that we've had such a strong run for so long. And I think that's the problem for the professional investors, the institutional investors out there right now, is that everyone is looking over their shoulder, waiting for the next shoe to drop. The market has to pull back, and everyone is waiting for that to happen. And as a result, they're watching, but they can't afford to be left by the side. They have to participate because they can't underperform the market. So there's a reluctant grind upward in the market day to day as people are forced to participate.
Now, you're currently at a conference in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest involving some regional banks. Any of these banks in the mood to lend money to anybody?
You know, interestingly, there are. And so the banks are looking for good credits to lend to, but they're looking for established businesses that want to expand. They're not taking the bets on the high flyers. I've got a great concept, but I'm not making money yet. And so I'm finding pockets of opportunity with banks that are looking to make loans and are able to show loan growth. That was a key factor for banks that had outperformed in the last earnings report. And we're finding pockets of opportunity. It's not widespread across the country, but regionally you can find areas that seem to be picking up.
But if you don't have much of a track record, those banks are still going to be picky.
They're definitely still going to be picky. There's a lot of increased oversight. They're very cautious about what they're putting on those loan portfolios, given what they've just been through. But they're also getting a big push from their shareholders who want to see a return on capital. Banks don't make money if they're sitting on cash.
In fact, the yield on the benchmark T-note is right now at about 1.8%. Susan Schmidt, Mesirow Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.